RJ Anderson, do you remember a band called American Hi-Fi?
No.
Good for you, man.
Neither do I. Don't worry.
RJ Anderson, Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series Pro 4 champion, was crowned last month. He joins us now in the Freak Nation. And, dude, you just don't stop when it comes to running on dirt. You were doing that again and, what, won the race this weekend? And was it in Vegas? Where were you?
Yeah, me and my brother actually do a lot of as many UTV races as we can. So we went out to the Side-by-Side World Finals in Corinne, Nevada, and we did a race out there. And pretty rad, me and my brother actually both won our class. So went home the Side-by-Side World Final champs. So, yeah, on top of the busy truck schedule we got on all of that, we brought home some hardware there, too.
Okay, hold on a second. Explain this to me. Here you go. You got RJ Anderson, big-time Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series Pro 4 champion. You're running side by side with your brother, and you say you and him both grab a championship. Yeah, you're running with the guy, so yeah, why wouldn't both of you get the championship?
Yeah, we're running two different classes. There's a pro stock class and then a pro open class. So he's running a pro stock class in his own car, and I'm running pro open in my own car. So we're both champions in our own respective right. I mean, it could be confusing. Side by side, you think we're both together.
Yeah, that's what the hell I thought, man. I got to clear it up for the Freak Nation. Come on, RJ.
Yep. Sorry about that.
This is radio, dog. Now, but don't you at one time when we've had you in the Freak Nation many, many times, you partnered up with Razor or a UTV company. Are you still partners with those guys?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I do a lot of stuff with Polaris Razor and a lot of viral video content. As much as I can, that's where I grew up. That's how I got into all this truck stuff in the first place. So, it's fun just going back to my roots. That's what I did this weekend is I haven't done any of that series all year, so I went back and went and just mostly had some fun.
RJ Anderson, Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series Pro 4 champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Do you have withdrawals if you can't get in a truck or a Razor for a week or 2 weeks to where maybe like someone, an alcoholic or an opioid addiction that you got to get in your damn truck?
I wouldn't call it withdrawals, but it's just the payoff that makes all the work worth it, you know? We put so much into these especially like the Pro 4 and the Pro 2, the off-road trucks. We put so much work into it throughout the week. It's like teases you the whole time, you know? You spend 50 hours a week working on the thing, and you spend 5 minutes driving it, you know? So it's the payoff. It's what it's all worth, you know? Going and driving 900 horsepower, all of that trucks, I have the best job in the world, so I always say that's my payoff, that's my release, that's what I get paid to do, you know, is go have some fun.
I would have to say, though, RJ Anderson, that yes, this weekend was fun doing the side-by-sides in Prim, and now hopefully you have some time off because you're coming off of what you had a self-proclamation of Helltober from October. You were non-freaking stop. It's got to feel good to get the championship under your belt and just be able to be you for hopefully the next 2 months.
Yeah, geez, it was a crazy month for sure. Between I just got my feet wet in some desert racing in a 6-to-100 truck, basically a trophy truck with a spec motor. Then dipped right into my last weekend of racing in Lucas Off Road. Then went straight to doing Camp Razor event with Polaris that I do every year in Glamis Sand Dunes. Mixed SEMA show in the mix. Mixed my last work race of the year that I just did the side by side world finals in the mix. So that's all in 1 month. So it's been a crazy month, that's for sure. A lot of stress, a lot of good times, and I still have the Baja 1000 coming up. I'm going down there doing some events and some pre-running down there. So once Thanksgiving rolls around, I got a little bit of break in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's get a little bit of me time in for sure.
Well, what does RJ Anderson do for me time? So post Baja 1000, what do you do outside of racing?
It's funny, is I want to get back in the dirt right away.
Right.
You know, that's what's lucky about what I get to do is what got me here is going into the desert with my family and my friends, and we all hop in our Razors and we go out to the desert, we go to the river, we go to the dunes, and we just make a bunch of fun rides, and I get to bring all my family and friends with me, and there's no stress, you know, there's just all of our egos up on the line, but man, it's just a blast to hop in, you know, go somewhere for lunch, have lunch with a couple buddies, and ride home and camp out and have a bonfire. That's what I get to do for fun. It's kind of like work, but at the same time, it's like, you know what, this is what makes it all worth it.
No, it's an incredible lifestyle. It really is. But I will say that is all dirt. Would you be of the same mentality? Like you said, you went to the river. Would you be feeling the same way on a jet ski, like taking, you know, riding up the Colorado River and having lunch with your buddies and then driving back down on your jet skis? Are you the same with that or maybe snowboarding or something in the snow?
I love jet skis. I do it all the time, but it's way too cold in November, December to get on my jet ski. I don't do the cold real well, to be honest. So I do a little bit of snowboarding. I'm absolutely horrible at it. So coming from you know, being successful in racing, I don't do well going to the board sports and struggling with it. So I hang out at the lodge with my buddies and watch them fail and crash their brains out. But I'm just fine staying in the warmer Southern California temps.
RJ Anderson is the Pro 4 champion in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series for 2018. This is a crazy question, but it's one that just popped into my head. You spend so much time racing in the dirt. What do you dream about? Do you get some crazy dreams about demons coming up out of the dirt?
That's bad. No, I don't get any crazy dreams. I think I was just built inhaling the stuff, you know. It's born into me. I am its demon. So it's all I've ever known. I grew up, my dad was a crew chief for Walker Evans, who's a legend in off-road racing. So starting from when I was 2 years old, I was going to off-road races. Just that's when I got to see my dad, just so busy. And now doing my own career path, it's the same but different, you know, just 20 years apart. So I think that the dirt was born into me, and I just can't get away from it.
Now, well, Statman, explain to him the Ivan Ironman Stewart story. It wasn't demons, but Baja can make you see some things, huh?
Yeah, Baja can make you see a lot. But yeah, I can't get this. This really came into my head. That's perfect. The T-shirt, the dirt dream has nightmares about me. That's an incredible RJ Anderson T-shirt. You ought to put that out on the market right away.
You guys will be my first buyers, right?
Yeah, yes! Exactly. Of course. Yeah, we were the. Yeah. Wait a minute, RJ. We were the ones who were out there pumping you when you barely knew what class you were riding in. You remember those days when you were trying to get on anything at any time, and now you're Pro 4 champion. You couldn't even dream about Pro 4s when we first met you.
No, it's pretty crazy. I consider myself lucky for sure. And 10 short years have gone from the very bottom, you know, just being a kid trying to just have some fun and put stickers anywhere I could to the top of the class winning a championship. So definitely cool. I'm the first kind of, you know, kid to come through the whole ranks and you know, go through the system and do it from the bottom to the top. So it's cool to be the first guy to raise an off-road, you know, it's kind of what I've said.
RJ Anderson, Pro 4 champion, Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. Sheldon Creed wins the ARCA Series Championship, and we know about his time on the dirt. And I'm sure we've asked you this. Why not venture off into something else? NASCAR, IndyCar, monster trucks?
Yeah, I thought about it, and it's cool to see the guys like, you know, Sheldon Creed, who I've raced toe-to-toe with for a couple years, Riley Herbst, Zane Smith, all those kids were born in dirt racing, and they're being really, really successful in asphalt stuff now. So it's a testament to what we do. At times, short course racing doesn't get the glory that it is. And, you know, it'll in due time, I think, come. But I just, the bottom line is I love what I do. I don't want to go to a racetrack every Sunday and grind it out and fighting for that spot or fighting for that championship. I like what I do, and I'm in a unique spot. I'm able to run my own team and make my own schedule. And while it's hectic, I have fun doing it. And it's not like a job to me. It's like a dream, you know, come true. And as soon as I go to that side of the world, I feel like it's a job, and I'm doing it for the paycheck. So I'm trying to avoid that at all costs.
You know what? Good for you. I'm so happy to hear that, because you're right. There are so many people that is the question that for some reason American sports fans want to ask is, well, doesn't it all top off with NASCAR? No, it doesn't. If you want to be on two wheels and motorcycles, do it. If you want to be in drag racing, do it. If you want to be in open wheels, do it. You just got to do what you love. And I can even tell in your voice that, yes, you're probably the happiest you've ever been right now. And that's coming off of 3 weekends of being in either the dirt or the sand. Kudos to you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, NASCAR is obviously a huge main stage, but it's not what I see myself. I don't need to do it for the name or being a NASCAR driver. You know, I like what I do, and I'm having fun doing it.
Yes.
It's badass. His name is RJ Anderson, crowned Pro 4 champion, Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series for 2018. Good to get him in the Freak Nation. A nice little battle heading into Chandler. I know that you had a comfortable lead coming in, but you sealed the deal. Dude, thanks for doing this, taking time out.
He still had to work for it, though, because he started in the back, and he had to make sure that you had to be at least two spots ahead of Mittag?
Yeah, yep. It was four spots that could separate us. So definitely that was the worst day and best day of my life all in one. It was so stressful in the morning, and just going off was the best day. So that was the emotions that you go through all in one day when it's hectic, and I am glad it's all over.
It's awesome.
Helltober.
RJ, thanks for doing this, buddy. We'll talk to you next year.
Good talking to you guys.
You got it. Awesome. RJ Anderson, again, your champion. Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series for 2018 in your Pro 4 class. And it's still, you hear whether it's Sheldon Creed, Jimmy Johnson, that guys who benefit, and Statman usually zeroes in on these drivers when they do move into another series outside of off-road, how they can read certain lines on the tarmac or on road courses that maybe other drivers couldn't. They can the way off-road series pilots, short course or desert racing, way they can feel the road, the advantage that they have when they hop into a stock car or Indy car, from what they tell us, Statman, it's an advantage that they have over a number of other drivers.
I've heard it said that guys that race in the dirt and have success like RJ has had, they have more feeler in the inner ear that could feel balance quicker than the normal driver does. And, you know, I've scientific reports have said that, but I don't know if it's the case with RJ. I just love it that when he first came into the Freak Nation, he didn't even know who he was, didn't know what he wanted to race, was just trying to win a race, and now the guy's a champion in categories that he never dreamed of before. I just love it that he's having that kind of success.
Yes.